Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Once again from the kitchen, it is very good evening to you and how you be at 10:04 on a Thursday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Unit production manager, choreographer, makeup man, key grip, Peter Hoffman. Peter on the other side of the kitchen a few miles away at 345 Hudson Street, downtown Manhattan, and no, from the 1-877-337-6666. And that'll be the number, of course, for the three-hour schmooze on a Thursday night right up until JJ After Dark at 1 on your fan, New York City. We didn't know. We just didn't know. Were they going to play tonight or not? And as you were just hearing from Bob, there were mixed messages before the game, between what Rob Manfred may have wanted, what Jeff Wilpon and Brody may have wanted. So we waited to see what the players wanted. Both the Metropolitans and Marlins, they were in uniform, some wearing the mask, some not. Michael Wacha was going to start after 3 weeks away from the mound, but we were told he hadn't warmed up at all. So, a little bit after 7 o'clock tonight, the Metropolitans took the field, and the Marlins emerging from their dugout, but nobody was approaching the batter's box. And then we saw what was happening. The most peaceful protest you could imagine. 42 seconds of silence. As quiet and still and powerful a statement human beings could make about social and police reform. And then, after 42 moments of silence with no words spoken, but saying so much, both teams retreated into their dugouts and leaving the rest of the night to think about the game they didn't play tonight and why. The last sight we saw at Citi Field was a Black Lives T-shirt draped over home plate. At least 28 games tonight. 28 games tonight, covering baseball, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Soccer, all leaving their field of dreams over something they feel is a wrong, needing to make right. Sports and politics, politics and sports, and you cannot separate the two by any form of social distancing, not when social justice needs the attention and eventually the action to make and to take to make the country less with fear and hate, even if it ever can be eliminated at all in our lifetime. And all of this, unfortunately, nothing new. Sports and politics, politics and sports. John Carlos and Tommy Smith, the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, Muhammad Ali and the Vietnam War, Arthur Ashe, Billie Jean King, and a little bit closer and more up to date yesterday, the New York Football Giants paused. Today, the New York Jets. We heard today that the NBA is a political organization, that protesting is silly and absurd. Well, not when fear and hate and injustice impact so many of our fellow Americans, be they of any shade, any color, any race, any creed, any religion, not what it impacts so many human beings. So the Metropolitans and the Miami Fish, they decided to protest with silence that spoke volumes. They didn't play tonight, and we didn't need any words at all to explain why.
We are scared as black people in America. Black men, black women, black kids, we are terrified.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
When we take the court and represent Milwaukee and Wisconsin, we are expected to play at a high level, give maximum effort, and hold each other accountable. We hold ourselves to that standard, and in this moment, we are demanding the same from lawmakers and law enforcement.
Basketball is important. It's our livelihood. At the end of the day, our lives, our place and status in this country is way more important. It's got to change. You can't ask us to chip in when there's a national emergency like a war, and we go fight, kill, and die. And then when we come home, everything goes back to, well, you're a second-class citizen.
We're the ones getting killed. We're the ones getting shot. We're the ones that were denied to live in certain communities. We've been hung. We've been shot. And we keep loving this country. And this country does not love us back.
Stand up for your right.
We wanted everybody to feel like they were supported. And understanding that this isn't just about basketball. We aren't just basketball players. And just because we are basketball players doesn't mean that's our only platform.
I've been very emotional. Just to kind of see this, you know, continuously happen. So, yeah, it was a long day for me. So,
you don't know. You have no idea how that cop that day left the house. You don't know if he woke up on the good side of the bed. You don't know if he woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You don't know if he had an argument at home with a significant other, or maybe he just left the house saying that today is going to be the end for one of these black people. That's what it feels like.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
And so you listen to their voices, and you hear the passion, you hear the emotion. You listen to Dominic Smith, and you listen to Doc Rivers, and again, so many others, and you don't hear politics. You hear, what you hear is aren't spoken words. Genuine words that come from the heart and come from the soul and come from human beings. And it's hard not to hear the emotion and that passion for reform and for social justice. So if you're human, you can relate. 42 seconds with some of us thinking of that Bruce Springsteen song, American Skin, the boss's song with 41 shots. This time, it's 7 shots heard around the country. Now, we also know the NBA will be back mostly this weekend. There won't be any games on Friday, but Saturday they should be back on the court. The NHL, they have postponed all games until Saturday. And the Metropolitans, for now, the Metropolitans and the Yankees and the Metropolitans, you know, they have the scheduled doubleheader to play tomorrow, and the 2 7-inning games with the 4-10 pitch, you know, coming up in number one, in game number one. And so 4-10. And again, we'll see what transpires tomorrow. And again, we didn't know whether they were going to play tonight or not. They were dressed. Again, you know, from Brody and Jeff and Manfred going back and forth, a little bit of mixed messages, a little bit of miscommunication. And then we found out what the players decided to do, and that was not to play. And again, they join about 6-7 other Major League Baseball games tonight that also made the same kind of decision. All right, this is basically still in this year 2020, the story, and it'll continue to be the story. So, of course, your comments, your thoughts, your feelings, your reactions, more than welcome. And know from the 1-877-337-6666. We're just getting underway with the Thursday Schmooze right up until JJ After Dark coming up at 1 on your Fan New York.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.